in an ultra-cool historic building. It's currently a sunny 54 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 53,000 planes are expected to be taking off today, many of them carrying Memorial Day travelers. 44 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home between today and Tuesday. TSA Administrator David Pekoski says they're ready.
We'll see several over 3 million passenger days across the entire 430 airports that are in the United States. Now, that's a pretty big increase from last year. And last year was a really big increase from the year before. So record volumes without question.
Yeah, the roads and the highways will be even more crowded. The weather could be a factor for some travelers. Five people were killed in those twisters that tore through Iowa this week. That storm system headed now into the Northeast. The presidents of Rutgers and Northwestern universities, the latest leaders to be summoned to testify before House members about pro-Palestinian protests on their campuses. Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on ticket selling. This is ABC News. Questions being raised about how bird flu jumps from species to species. In both recent cases, the human patients caught it from infected cows. Tomorrow marks 2 years since the massacre at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. Family members of most of the victims reaching a $2 million settlement with the city. The leader of a key African ally in Washington to visit the president today. The red carpet will be rolled out for the Kenyan president, William Ruto. The president and first lady are welcoming Ruto and his wife, Rachel, with an official ceremony on the White House South Lawn this morning. Then the two presidents will meet in the Oval Office and later take questions as part of a joint news conference in the East Room. Tonight, there will be a lavish state dinner under a tent on the White House South Lawn. The Bidens will be hosting several hundred people in honor of the Kenyan president. The post office trying to figure out who mailed a live rattlesnake to a California man. Elijah Bowles told the LA Times the sender had packed the box full of cotton balls so nobody would hear the rattle. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Hi, Violet here at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Head to Richland Locker for amazing Memorial Day deals. Get certified ground round 85/15% for just $4.98 per pound in a 3-pound package. Buy a 1.75 liter bottle of Svedka and get a 1.75 liter of Mr. and Mrs. T's Bloody Mary mix for only $2, saving you $7.49. From the deli, Black Forest sliced ham is only $4.98 per pound. Stock up on all your weekend supplies, brats, hot dogs, craft beer, and liquor. Celebrate with savings at Richland Locker.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, some delightful weather on the way today across the region with mild temperatures and plenty of sun. Much lighter winds than yesterday as well, so get out there and enjoy. More active weather on the way, though, by tomorrow morning as a weather system slides in from the west. This will be an expansive large system, so rain covering much of the Midwest by tomorrow morning. Even a few thunderstorms will pop up from time to time tomorrow. Some of those could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and some small hail. We do have a slight risk of severe weather across parts of southern Wisconsin, so keep an eye on the skies and check in for updates throughout the day tomorrow. That system could produce as much as half to three-quarter inch of rain across the region. Things will dry out nicely tomorrow night into Saturday, so some good weather for getting outdoors on Saturday. Sunday, back to some showers, though, as the next low-pressure area slides in from the south. That could impact us right into early next week. It'll be a little cool early next week as well. So today, look for sunny to partly cloudy skies, high near 78, southwest wind at 5 to 15. Clouding over tonight with a slight chance of showers toward morning, low at 54. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Occasional showers and thunderstorms. A few could be strong, high at 74. South wind between 10 and 20. Friday night, any showers or thunderstorms ending early in the evening, then turning partly cloudy with a low of 47. On Saturday, partly cloudy and seasonal, high 73. As we head into Sunday, cloudy and breezy with occasional showers, low at 52, high 65. Monday, mainly cloudy and cool with areas of light rain. Low about 51 degrees, high in the mid-60s. Tuesday, partly or mostly cloudy. Still a chance of spotty light showers. High at 66. By next Wednesday, more sunshine and a bit warmer with a high near 73. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank. Currently in WRCO country, our temperature is at 55 degrees with some sunshine. 72 yesterday, we picked up 23/100 of an inch of rain. Record high 89 in 1972. Record low 24 in 1963. Last year's high was 83 and the low 48. 8:27 sunset time for tonight. Tomorrow morning, 5:29. Again, the air is calm, sunshine, and the barometer at 29.91. It is 53 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Phil Nee. Coming up, a lot of local sports to check. And a Brewer Tough Luck 1-0 loss.
Tackle your next project with ease with Napa's Milwaukee line of tools. Heated jackets, vests, tool accessories, power tools, lighting, hand tools, storage, batteries, chargers, and so much more from Milwaukee and Napa. Milwaukee Tool has led the industry in developing innovative tools and worksite solutions. The most respected manufacturer of heavy-duty power tools, hand tools, instruments, and accessories. Milwaukee Tools in Napa, the perfect team, striving to make your days easier.
WIAA track and field action will be happening tonight in the area. Portage will be the site for Division II athletes to run and compete. Among the Richland Center athletes, Danica Pauls in the pole vault, Soleil Ewing in long jump, Madeline Huber in shot and discus. Also for the Richland Center boys, Malachi Fretz in the 800 and 1600, Robert Budden in the 800, Ryan Stadler in the 3200. The 4x4 relay team, Grayson Banker, Robert Budden, Fletcher Harper, and Malachi Fretz, and Teague Perkins will compete in the shot put. River Valley athletes going to the sectional include Aiden Hill in the 100, 200, and 400. Wesley Hatfield will compete with the 100 and 400 groups, and Mason Schulte in the 1600. River Valley girls will be represented by Gina Klein in the 200, Anya Sefrud in the 200, Brielle Grant in the 1600, and the River Valley 4x2 relay team will be headed to sectional. Again, that is in Portage today. River Valley's 4x2 relay team also competes. Gina Klein, Caitlin Sobranek, Anya Sefrud, and Evelyn Tripolin. Today at Bangor, Division 3 teams will be headed in that direction. For Riverdale, Olivia Meese in the 800, Mallory Meese in the 1600, Gretchen Buchholz competes in the 100-meter hurdles, and in the high jump, Kaylee Carter in the pole vault. Riverdale's 4x1 relay team, Mary Medina, Kiera Prohaska, and Kaylee Carter, and Gretchen Buchholz, and the 4x8 relay team, Olivia Meese, Riley Bierce, Jenna Wheatonen, and Mallory Meese. And for Ithaca Weston, headed to today's competition in Bangor, Clayton Lee competes in the 1600 and 3200, Kaylee Peterson in the 800, and also in the high jump. Tristan Peterson will be also jumping the long jump, Aubrey Cook in the triple jump, and the Ithaca Weston 4x1 relay team, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson, the 4x2, Kaylee Miller, Maggie Kirshner, Bailey Wanless, and Aubrey Cook, and the 4x4, Kaylee Miller, Aubrey Cook, Tristan Peterson, and Kaylee Peterson will be representing Ithaca Weston. Yesterday at the WIAA Golf Regionals, Lodi was the top team with a 349, River Valley second at 355. They're advancing to the next level. The top overall golfer was a freshman, Cole Herbst of Platteville, fired a 77. Roman Johnson, the senior from Richland Center, with a 78. He will be moving on to the sectional golf meet. And Gavin Davison had an 81, third best score yesterday for the players. And that was at Prairie du Chien High School. Richland Center, as mentioned, led by Roman Johnson with a 78, an 89 for Connor Hying, a 95 for Trayton Shep, Andrew Knable with a 96, Grayson Clements with a 109 for Richland Center as a team. They shot a 358. 355 for River Valley, again paced by Gavin Davison with an 81. Will Kaltenberg had an 88, a 92 for Connor Grant, and Cam Schmidtkonecht with a 94, Lucas Klein with a 101. In softball action, River Valley won a WIAA regional game 18-9 over Viroqua. It was a contest that had a little bit of everything, including about a half-hour weather delay. Viroqua scored 4 runs in the first inning, only to have River Valley answer with 7 in the bottom of the first. The host Hawks continued to build the lead, and when they were up 18-4, it looked like the game would end in 4.5 innings. Viroqua, however, had other ideas and plated 5 runs in the fifth to take away the 10-run rule opportunity. The game wound up going the duration with River Valley winning by 9. Tessa Schluter worked the entire game in the circle for River Valley and logged the pitching win. Hannah Hegland was 4-for-5 with an RBI and 4 runs scored. Ella Hillebrand was 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run and 4 RBIs for the game. Haley Williams had a 2-run home run and Leah Makarowski drove in 2 runs. Whitney Scrady was 4-for-4 for Viroqua and Maddie Zuby pitched 6 innings to take the loss. Viroqua's final season record is 9-15. River Valley, following the 18-9 win, is now 12-10. They will host Lancaster today at 5 after the Arrows won 7-4 over Westfield. The two teams split wins during the regular conference season. In other Division III games from last night, Adams Friendship scored the win over Dodgeville 7-5. They'll advance to play at Prairie du Chien today after Prairie got the win against Westby, and that final was 10-3. In WIAA Division IV softball games, Fenimore 7-5 over Iowa Grant. Boscobel end of the year for Riverdale 8-1. Cashton was a 4-1 winner over Luther. Blair Taylor got the win against Bangor 17-7 as well. That provides some interesting regional championship matchups today, including the rematch with Boscobel and Cuba City. Those two teams just met not too long ago, and Cuba City came out a 1-run winner. In Division 5, games last night included Highland 2-0 over Potosi Cassville, Barneville 7-2 over River Ridge. Judah Albany beat Wazika Steuben 4-0, and a 7-0 win for Belmont over Pecatonica. Ithaca was a winner 15-0 in 4 innings over Lafarge. They will host Seneca today. Seneca's Royals with a 7-3 victory against Waniwok last night. And so that game will be played today at Ithaca starting at 5. Seneca at Ithaca. We'll have the game as our featured broadcast on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com beginning with the pregame time around 4:50. It's a regional championship today. Brookwood with a 10-1 win over Kickapoo last night. They will face Hillsboro at Hillsboro today. The Tigers were 13-4 victors against DeSoto. And in Division 2, Mount Horeb 10-0 over Sauk Prairie in 5 innings. Wisconsin Dells 8-7 over Reedsburg. West Salem end of the year for Platteville 9-2. They will be at Portage tonight after Portage picked up a 6-2 win against La Crosse Logan. Regular season baseball last night, the Ithaca baseball team picked up a 3-0 win against Belmont. The Bulldogs were led by Micah Salisbury with 3 hits, 2 apiece for Mac Neef and Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury pitched 5 innings for the win, Sammy Clary with 2 innings of relief as the Bulldogs finished out a 20-1 regular season. Getting ready for action in the WIAA tournament, they have a first-round bye. They will play the winner of tonight's regional opener. Hillsboro plays at Cashton. Weston, number 5 seed, hosting 12th seed Kickapoo today at 5. Waniwok Center plays at DeSoto as well. Seneca hosts North Crawford. New Lisbon at Wazika Steuben and Lafarge Youth Initiative at Brookwood. The winner of that game plays number 2 seed Royal. Again, Ithaca and Royal both have first-round byes in that half-sectional. In Division 3, Fenimore is home against Luther. Prairie du Chien hosts Melrose Mindoro. Boscobel at Westby. Darlington hosts Westfield. Lancaster at Mineral Point. And Dodgeville at Cuba City. Matchups today in Division 2, Richland Center at 12th seed plays at number 5 Portage this afternoon at 5. Wisconsin Dells will be doing battle against Sauk Prairie and Adams Friendship at Mount Horeb. Baraboo will be at Lodi. It will also be Platteville hosting River Valley today. The Blackhawks and Hillman rematch in that regional opener today. On the state scene, the Marlins starting pitcher held Milwaukee without a run on three hits through the first eight innings Wednesday in a 1-0 decision. Miami took two of three in the series. The Brewers lost despite a strong outing by ace Freddie Peralta, who gave up a leadoff home run to Jazz Chisholm Jr., and not much after that. Peralta allowed four hits, a walk, and struck out seven. Here is manager Pat Murphy talking about Peralta's night.
I mean, Freddie was magnificent, and you give up one run in eight innings of pitching, you plan on winning the game. So their kid deserves a lot of credit, man. That kid was great. We didn't get on him at all. He was all over us all night, ahead in the count, and pitched great. Sanchez swinged the bat great, but other than that, we couldn't really get anything going.
Jesus Luzardo threw eight scoreless innings to knock down the Brewers. Freddie's fastball was good last night.
It's fastball Freddie, it all plays off the fastball. He has to establish that. And, he can't throw five, six in a row and throw one down the middle, but he can use his fastball effectively and know how to locate it in the top half of the zone. It's really tough to hit. And then everything else works off of that, but he was magnificent.
The Brewers are off today. They'll open up a weekend series at Fenway Park in Boston tomorrow night. San Diego 7-3 over Cincinnati. Atlanta beat the Cubs 9-2. San Francisco 9-5 over Pittsburgh. Arizona 6-0 over the Dodgers. In the American League, the Angels 2, Houston 1. Kansas City 8-3 over Detroit. Boston 8, Tampa Bay 5. The Yankees 7-3 over Seattle. Toronto 9, the White Sox 2. Interleague play, St. Louis 3-1 over Baltimore. Minnesota 3-2 over Washington. Cleveland 6, the Mets 3. St. Louis 5-4 over Baltimore. Philadelphia 11, Texas 4. Colorado 4-3 over Oakland. Specialists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have offered a possible reason for the injury problems plaguing Packer wide receiver Christian Watson. He tells reporters they told him one of his legs is stronger than the other. That could be a factor in the multiple lower body injuries he has suffered. Dairyland Express reports researchers got a $4 million grant from the NFL to do this kind of investigation. Watson says he's undergoing targeted strength conditioning to deal with the issue. That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
Court in Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
I can hear the highway calling as I watch the sunrise crawling across your shoulder. This is usually goodbye, and yet those words I just can't find as I hold her. Oh, she's like no other woman that I have ever known before, and it ain't me to see the morning sun from this side of the door. Why ain't I running? Why ain't I gone? something's not right if there ain't nothing wrong. It's got me wondering, why ain't I running? Why ain't I gone? All those worlds I left behind me, praying they would never find me in my freedom. So they stood right here beside me, they would never recognize me for all that she's done. Well, once happiness was only whenever I was on my own. So now why do I feel lonely anytime that I'm alone?
Brooks on WRCO. Good morning. It is 8:27 on a Thursday. A reminder, Town of Bloom area Johnson Hill Road is closed from County D to Sabronic Lane from now until around 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's a very lovely 56 degrees in Richland Center. Keep listening for your chance to qualify when you hear our beef cow Sizzle do his magic. And also, the trivia question of the day will happen in about 15 minutes or so. Here's Ashley McBride.
A little outside of Elizabeth Town, there's a little bar where I'd sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and learning how to fight and learning how to like my brand. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Hell, everywhere I go, I'm just sticking with the devil I love. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my messed up. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home.
Sticking with the devil I know.
than I rode, and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. With the devil I know.
Here comes that sun coming up on this Gulf Coast town. We've had one hell of a time, but our time is running out. You're about to head back north, I'm about to head back west, but I gotta get this off my sunburned chest. I swear, I think this thing we got could go somewhere. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia. After holding you all night, I wanna. 'Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text hooking up, see you next summer. Them hometown boys can't wait for you to get back. They're probably standing in line. Go ahead and tell them all that you met somebody at the beach and didn't want to say goodbye. Let's add one more on that population sign, yeah. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. 'Cause this ain't a margarita, can I get your number? I'm kissing you right here.
Brian Kelly on WRCO and see you next summer. 57 at WRCO Studios with a little bit of sunshine helping us out here today. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, quoting the late Fred Rogers, whose show debuted in 1967 this week back in the day. I remember watching that. I don't know if I watched that one so much, but I know, remember when my nieces and nephews were growing up, they would watch that one from time to time. And also on this day in history, some notes from today. We mentioned the movie Pretty Woman debuted. We mentioned that earlier this morning, but that debuted in 1990. What a huge hit that was for Richard Gere and Julia Roberts. That one was like at the box office and in the movies almost the whole entire year, it seemed like. Some celebrity birthdays today include country singer Brian McComas, who is 52, singer Maxwell is 61, and singer Jewel turns 50. Comedian Tim Robinson, most famous for Saturday Night Live fame, he is 43. Actor Adam Wiley is 40 as well, and director Ryan Coogler is 38 on the 23rd of May.
Somebody hear me sing, Rick.
need me something in my hand. Ain't nothing wrong with that. And if you ain't coming back, I can either burn the bar down, or I can take your number out my phone.
Morgan Wallen, usually getting approval for a bar sign in Nashville is not a big deal, but the Nashville Metro Council has rejected a proposed sign for Morgan Wallen's new bar. It voted 30-3 on Tuesday against the proposed sign at Morgan Wallen's This Bar and Tennessee Kitchen, set to open this weekend. During debate, council members cited Wallen's April arrest for allegedly throwing a chair off the roof of Eric Church's bar. Also, the company that threatened to auction off Graceland to pay back a loan appears to be backing off. A statement from someone who appears to represent the Nausicaa Investments and Private Lending says it will drop its claim, although no legal filings to that effect could be located. Elvis Presley's granddaughter, actress Riley Keough, had sued Nausicaa, claiming its claim on Presley's estate is fraudulent. Nausicaa had said Keough's mother, the late Lisa Marie Presley, had put Graceland up as collateral for a 2018 loan that she did not pay back. Meanwhile, Elvis Presley Enterprises, which manages Graceland, says the estate will be open to visitors as normal. No problems there, huh? Well, hopefully everything goes as planned. They're able to patch it up, baby.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and twist your pants. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling. That I feel it.
And you feel it.
And I heal it. In our hearts, we got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Don't let the good love die. Let's give it just one more try with that feeling.
Baby,
can patch it up, baby.
Can patch it up, baby.
Can patch it up.
Elvis has left the building. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It is 8:42.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Hi, Violet here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. This Memorial Day, don't just remember, celebrate with incredible savings. For a limited time, grab the ultimate comfort with 10% off all our premium mattresses, featuring top brands like Sierra Sleep, Restonic, and Spring Air. Imagine sinking into a restful sleep every night on a brand new mattress. But it gets better. Pair your new mattress with an adjustable base and receive 15% off the base. Experience the luxury of personalized comfort at an unbeatable price. And that's not all. Elevate your home decor with our elegant five-piece small table sets, now at a jaw-dropping 20% off. Perfect for any room, these sets combine style and functionality effortlessly. Just in time for Memorial Day, transform your home and your sleep at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center. Open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Open 9 a.m. to noon on Saturday. We're closed Sunday. We will be closed this Saturday, Sunday, and Memorial Day.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Thomas, Sparta, and Richland Center.
8:45, and I just realized something, that we still have our area where we collect snow to measure snow. I still have that board out there. Not very good management there. But we maybe could have used it this week to measure hail, you know, because that accumulated on the ground in some places. But anyway, it's about time to take that down, I think. The trivia question of the day is sponsored by TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Well, today's question is a musical question. Who was the first female country singer to have an album go platinum? Platinum sales for this female artist in country music. Was it A, Dolly Parton? Or could it be B, Shania Twain? Was it C, K.T. Oslin? Or was it D, Martina McBride? 608-647-4155. Here's Frank Ray on FM 100.9.
You look good in them lights, you look good in them heels, you look good in that dress, you got dressed up in to kill. You look good sipping that wine behind that velvet robe, but damn, I love to see you on an old back road. High that country. thin pines. Once we get out there, girl, we gon' stay out there all night. Full moon shining on ya, night sky so clear. Get you where I want you, cause it ain't in here. I bet country look good on you. Tearing up an old two-lane too. Stars shooting across them baby blues. I bet country look good on you. Talking county line in the middle of nowhere. Talking out of town, letting down your wild hair. If I get to loving on you like I want to, dancing on that dirt, wrap you in my arms, let you wake up in my shirt. I bet country look good on you. Tearing up an old two-lane or two. Stars shooting across that baby blues. I bet country look good on you. I'm talking county line in the middle of nowhere. Talking out of town, living down your wild hair. If I get to loving on you like I want to,
Frank Ray on WRCO Radio, and country looks good on you. Looks like we have our winner in trivia. We'll give you the answer in just a little bit here today. We're about 20 degrees away from the daytime high, projected to be around 78. It's 58 degrees. Since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned, reliable fuel delivery business. Whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial, Meyer Oil and LP has you covered. Offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
We are Ithaca, sources of strength.
Hi, my name is Bree Lewis, and I am a student at Ithaca Middle School. To me, sources of strength means having people like family and friends always have your back. My sources of strength are family support and positive friends.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbo's in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
May is Beef Month at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into our mouth-watering deals on beef and more. From juicy steaks to savory roasts, we've got your cravings covered. Swing by our store in downtown Richland Center and savor the taste of quality beef all month long. Don't miss out on these delicious savings.
We have located our winner in trivia. Way to go, Patty Bruja, who knew the answer to trivia. Who was the first female country singer to have an album go platinum? Well, of all those singers, they were all probably good answers, good guesses, but it was none other than K.T. Oslin. Should have answered C. She did that in 1989. Basically came out of nowhere, and she was, I believe, around 40 years old at the time, which that's fairly late to start a successful country career, but she had the success, won some awards that year as well for a big album. And to sell that many records, you can't just stay in one genre, whether it's country or top 40 or whatever, and she was selling records across the board for all the genres. So, Patty Wins, courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch, and here is a song from KT Aslin on WRCO.
Quick stop, midnight tea, top jack in her cherry coat town. Mama and daddy put their roots right here, cause this is where the car broke down. Yellow dog school bus, kicking up red dust, picking us up by barbed wire fence. MTV on the RCA, no AC in the vents. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right. Hey!
church parking lot, trying not to get caught. Take her home and give her your jacket. Making it to second base by saying you went all the way Monday afternoon at practice. Sister's got a boyfriend, daddy doesn't lie. Now he's sitting out back 30-30 in his lap in the blue bug zapper light. We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids. Growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on Saturday night. A little messed up, but we're all right.
Trails to you.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy.
Until we meet again.
We'll put the wraps on our morning get-together, put our little records away for a time, and we'll have some community conversation coming up on WRCO-FM in Richland Center next hour. News this